Yes, we was when you were about Katonda.
Amen. Jesus, much children of God. How have you been in the name of the Lord Jesus? And how is your lives? You can greet of your brethren. Speak together the word of wisdom in something like 30 seconds. In the name of the Lord Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Yes,
praise Jesus so much.
We
want to be moving on. We use very well our time that God has given us under the sun. The seasons are few. Those to be known is much.
Yes,
praise Jesus so much. But we know that we hold our eternal life
and
while still on this world.
And
speaks in John 17:3 that eternal life
is
to know the one true God and the Christ Jesus he sent. Now you can hold the eternal life while you are on this world and you move on to get the knowledge of the one true God and the Christ Jesus our Lord he sent. Praise Jesus so much. And then you will hold the guarantee of eternal life. And anytime you hear the gospel, and the Holy Spirit seals on you that guarantee. For he speaks in the Ephesians chapter 1, from verses 9 unto down, that when we heard the gospel, and we were sealed by the Holy Spirit, and we know in Ephesians 4:30, he says, let's not grieve the Holy Spirit whom sealed us as a guarantee of our inheritance. Now, the hearing of the gospel already not subtracted and added in, and which is not twisted, it holds much profits. It involves getting the seal of God. It involves be proven being a child of God. Even those in the world, because everything holds a reward, and they are in their words, in their stories, and they are sinning, even those thinking to be in religions and beliefs, even in the false salvation, and they fail to hear the gospel of the kingdom of God. Even those they hear, they get out of them the seal of Satan. And them too have gotten their rewards, because the reward is not good.
To
get the seal of Satan, the triple seal, because of the word twisted, those they have subtracted and added in, those spoken in the world, even in all the false synagogues, and where there is no the gospel of the kingdom of God. Them too, what they hear, they get out of them the seal of Satan. But we thank the living God every day who gathers us, that he teaches us the words of life, the words of knowing and total understanding of him, and his Christ whom he sent
to
give us the guarantee of eternal life, that we leave this world when we have indeed proven that we are moving on to living on eternal.
Yes,
praise Jesus so much. We want to move on with our journey of salvation, the journey of heaven, my journey and your journey, the journey of those who lived before us, even us who are living now, even those who are going to be coming,
to reach
in the coming back of Jesus.
It's
a journey involving many things indeed, and we moved on right from the planet Earth, and we moved out, so other 9 planets, and we went to the firmament of the heavens, and we moved on, so thousands of the stars, we saw the sun and the moon, and we saw hell, even principalities, in the firmament of the heaven. We went to the circular appearance of the heaven, and we saw its circular outer appearance. And we passed through the northern door. And we entered the city of God, which is found in the first created heaven, in the rim above, which is made of three heavens.
And
we still have to see the things in the second heaven to be created, even the third heaven. But we still paused. We are seeing those which are in the city of God, Jerusalem of heaven, the great gathering of the angels and the saints of God, the city which is formed in the first created heaven, in the rim above. Praise Jesus so much. We saw the seven groups of the angels and their works. We enjoyed and we learnt and we got to know. And we began to immediately work with angels. And they say we shall not end on that. Let's move on, see even their seals. And we saw the seven seals of the seven spirits and the seven groups of angels.
Yes,
praise Jesus so much. Is where we know the commands and the last extreme command, the depth of the angels.
Yes,
praise Jesus so much. And we first saw that under the seven seals and the seven groups of angels is where we see each group of angels serve under one spirit, on the seven spirits which make fullness of the Holy Spirit. That one we moved on to see it, and we knew the authority of the angels comes from where? From the Holy Spirit, as his fullness is, the seven spirits of God. Then we moved on see the type of horse and the chariots of the seven groups of angels. And we saw some of the great commands. We are still right there. And we are on the fourth group of the angels. The fourth seal of the spirit of power. And the fourth group of the angels. And we shall see the fifth seal, the sixth and the seventh. Then after we shall go see the living creature, those responsible of the seven groups of angels, even the four elders on the 24, when you involve the elders who have outlived plenty of
years,
the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit, those responsible of seven groups of angels. But in this reason, we are still on the fourth seal of the spirit of power and the group of angels of power and the type of their horses, the angels of death and hell. Now we so much which we still see this day, and we saw the sicknesses of death and hell. What caused us to move on to see sicknesses of the devil? And we are in the other part of seeing how they are treated. Praise Jesus so much. And we are revealed the four ways
which
the Holy Spirit passes to heal the sicknesses of the devils. We are on the second way. Let me hope we are together. In the fourth seal of the spirit of power and the group of angels of power, the angels of chains, angels of death and hell, and the type of their horses. In there we saw that angel of death and hell, they have authority over different forms of sicknesses, the sword and the beasts of the field.
Yes,
praise Jesus so much. Now people we could not differentiate the sicknesses of death those of the angel of death and hell, and the sicknesses of the devils, and the sicknesses of body wickedness. What caused us to see the sicknesses of Satan and his fallen angels, the sicknesses of demons, and we saw them for a time long. And right now we see the four ways through which the Holy Spirit uses to research and to heal all sicknesses of the devils.
Yes,
praise Jesus so much. And in the first way we finished it,
and
the Holy Spirit researches of all sicknesses, even to healing them, when he works together with angels. Now we are on the second way, this other part.
Yes,
praise Jesus so much. This second way, and the Holy Spirit flows as streams of living waters, and that's the blood of Jesus to cleanse and to heal all sicknesses. And in this part he works with the angels. When we finish the second way, then we shall head on the third way, where he appears as a consuming fire to burn sicknesses. Then the fourth last way, he will flow as the anointing oil to block wounds and heal all sickness of the devils.
But we're
still on the second way, the Holy Spirit,
and
flows as streams of living waters, flows as the blood of Jesus to heal the sicknesses of the devils.
Yes,
praise Jesus so much.
We
know we first saw how we flows as streams of living waters. Now we want to move on and see how it flows as the blood of Jesus to heal the sicknesses of the devils. And you join on those of the body wickedness. In this Holy Spirit, in this part, he can send angels and work with them.
Yes,
praise Jesus so much. Now, when you reach into prayer to ask the Holy Spirit to heal the sicknesses of devils,
both
those of body weakness, we understood involves first sending armies of angels of chains to bind the demons, the fallen angels, and then we begin to destroy their works. To say now we call the Holy Spirit to begin to heal even with his angels, it will depend what will be easy for you or what the Holy Spirit will guide you into. Praise Jesus so much. In the form of flowing as streams of waters, we have been seeing that. We want to move on the depth to see how he can flow as the blood of Jesus. Praise Jesus so much.
Bible yewe tugambe Ibrania. Bible yegambe Ibrania sura eno eye 12.
Bible says in the Hebrews 12,
olunyo lwa 2 mwenya,
verses 24.
Yogira kumusaigwa Yesu bweti.
Speaks of the blood of Jesus like this.
Katuulire.
Let's hear.
Abebraniye sura eye 12 no olunyo lwa 2 mwenya.
Hebrews 12:24.
Neri Yesu omubaka wendagana empya. Neri omusayo go kumansira ogogero birungi.
Yes,
praise Jesus so much. When you reach in this city of God, Jerusalem of heaven, in the center of it, there we find the golden altar of God. And our Lord Jesus, there he took his blood which speaks better things. Praise Jesus so much. That's why Bible said Hebrews 12, verses 24, that even unto the blood of Jesus, which speaks better words than the blood of Abel.
Yes,
praise Jesus so much. Before I speak more how you find it at the altar of God, I want you to first understand that the blood of Jesus is living. It's the Holy Spirit himself, and it can speak better words. No human blood which is usual which speaks.
Yes,
praise Jesus. But this is the blood which speaks the better words. How do we speak of this issue? There are many sicknesses which have been put in the world, and the devils have put them in place, and most of them follow the bloodline that involves HIV and the different form of sicknesses. And this blood of the Lord Jesus, it can reach your blood and speak their better words. Those who check sicknesses, they check the blood in it and speaks evil words. And it speaks that you are HIV positive.
Yes,
praise Jesus so much. And it speaks bad reports on you.
Yes,
praise Jesus so much. But the blood of Jesus, the blood which can speak better words, it means this one can fight.
And
changing the one which is spoken the bad words, that which is given us a report which brings weakening.
Yes,
praise Jesus. Now at this time,
I pray
much lay attention, you a servant of God. These words we commit them to the faithful. Those who will spread, teach them to others. Those who will move by them all their days. God revealed in the journal of heaven to bring us the book of remembrance and to teach us all his ways as he promised us in the Micah chapter 4. And he said, we shall come on the mountain of God to be taught, and he will teach us his ways. He will teach us his ways. We too will move by them. This is one of the ways. It teaches us everything it does. And it teaches us that we may move by them, that we may work as he works.
Hallelujah.
Now, in the way of the Holy Spirit, it flows as streams of living water, as the blood of Jesus, to move and heal the sicknesses. The report you first get on the blood of Jesus, that it has to speak better words than the blood of Abel. The blood of Abel, it has ever spoken.
But
it's not that it was the usual blood. It was he himself as the spirit of Abel. Praise Jesus so much.
I'm
going to explain you that issue. When it reaches the blood of Jesus, that it speaks better words, that it be able to heal, that is the Holy Spirit himself.
It
appears as the blood of Jesus.
Not
this you saw which was pouring down. You know, you only saw color, but you didn't see the reality of the life which was poured.
The
Bible speaks of him, the blood of our life. We are going to get explained. Is it not that? What I want you first enter in your head, it's the blood speaking better word. Those who had sickness claiming they began in your blood, and you begin to say,
did
my blood what it speaks angers.
Yes,
praise Jesus. It has syphilis, different from HIV.
Cancer
is the blood different, and your blood speaks such reports. And
that's what
said, he wants them to be on the children of God. Doesn't want any person to be free. When he saw Job in freedom,
say,
man can give out what is happy for his life. Let's touch his life. Struck him with wild sickness. But I prove what could stand on your life. Blood of Jesus which speaks better words. Now to us given charge be doctors. Doctors in the hospital of God. You know, it's a hospital. It's doctors in the place of healing of God.
We must know
all this.
For the
sickness, the wild has failed on the
campfire.
Even when we shall begin hospitals of full knowledge. Doctors who work in there must not be things.
Yes,
praise Jesus so much. And you can be treating that sick person. And it's you knowing how you pray for them. Their blood to be changed by the blood of Jesus speaking better words.
Yes,
praise Jesus so much. How does it speak?
Bible
says that the blood, water, and the spirit, they move on to agree.
Yes,
praise Jesus so much. What we speak of this issue, that though the sickness will be in the water within the
marrows,
the Holy Spirit will become living waters
and will go
fill up in the marrows and the bones. It will be in the blood. The blood of Jesus to speak better words. Those are the words we bring to you as we fight sicknesses of the devil under seal of spirit of power and the group of angels of power, angels of the chains, angel of death and hell, those responsible to finishing the devils of the world. And we are workers with them. And even to destroy their works.
Yes,
praise Jesus so much. Now it's helped us
to know
the seven seals of seven groups of angels.
For
within the seals is where they are the last extreme command. Even now you hear them.
Yes,
praise Jesus so much. Let's go to 1 John chapter 5. English version, it will be the verse
8.
Luganda
Uganda
version, it will be the verse 7.
Ebaluwa ya Yokana ekisooka esule yokutano n'olunyiri olw'omusanvu.
1 John chapter 5 verse.
Mpozi konga guwajirongosa.
Verse 8. If you corrected the Uganda version,
and
you bring the seventh verse they snatched out, that verse will be, this one will be
8.
But if you've never corrected your Bible, that verse is 7 in the Luganda version. And in the English, the King James version, it's the verse 8. Those with good news will find it in verse 7. For one verse was snatched out. Let's read here.
1 John chapter 5 verse
8.
Kubanga waliwo abajulirwa basatu, omwoyo n'amazzi n'omusaayi. Era abasatu abo bakkiriza mu kimu.
Tusomye bulungi.
Let's start from verse 7.
First
John chapter 5 from verse 7.
Kubanga waliwo abajulirwa basatu mu ggulu.
Katugende kuba okunsi.
First John 5 verse 8.
Kubanga waliwo abajulirwa basatu ku nsi.
You did not include that.
Abajulirwa basatu ku nsi. You had
spoken there are three witnesses. In which place? Let's read and we hear.
1
John chapter 5 verse 8.
Kubanga waliwo abajulirwa basatu ku nsi, omwoyo n'amazzi n'omusaayi. Era abasatu abo bakkaanya mu kimu.
Praise Jesus so much.
Tulina abajulirwa basatu ku nsi.
We have three witnesses on the world.
Tulinako omwoyo omutukuvu.
We have the Holy Spirit.
Tulinako omusaayi gwa Yesu.
We have the blood of Jesus.
Tulinako amazzi agamuviira mu lubiriizi.
The water which came from his grave.
Nti naye bano ye muntu omu.
But these three, they are one.
Bakkaanya mu omu.
They agree.
Omwoyo gwe bakkaanya mu yaani.
The one they agree in his word.
Ayinza okwogera.
The one who can speak.
Ani ayogera ku bo?
Who speaks among them?
Spirit,
the Holy Spirit.
Yes,
praise Jesus so much. Those witnesses, when they handle on an issue, it is established.
kubanga agamba wali abajulu abasatu babiri abasatu
two or three witnesses
ensonge kakasibwenga
and it shall be established
ensonge lwaki mukasera kokuonyezebwa
the reason in the moment of healing
ate betagisibwa
they are needed okwekebejja
omubiri nga bali basatu
to check and search the body when they are free
oyo mtu kubyeka nyine akebere omoyo gwo
Holy Spirit himself to check your spirit
whether
it's normal very well and after it will become the living waters to check the water in your blood whether it is well if it's not well he speaks the better word then it will become the blood to search out your blood to see whether it's healthy if it's not normal he will speak better words to be healthy and you be healthy and the three establish that issue.
Yes,
praise Jesus so much. The Holy Spirit him flowing as living waters.
But
your spirit has to take out sin is the reason it first goes on your spirit and it checks your spirit. You have been looking at this
and here
in the Proverbs 20
and
verse 27 he speaks this Proverbs
20:27. Ekebere bitundu byonna eby'omutima eby'omunda.
Yes, yebazibwe.
Praise Jesus so much.
Omoyo gw'omuntu.
The human spirit.
Tabaza ya Katonda.
It's the lamp of God.
Adiyo muntu kuvuchakola.
Now what the Holy Spirit does?
Connectinga ku moyo gwo.
He connects on your spirit.
Nasuka yekebeja okuva mu ku moyo gwo.
He checks out right from your spirit.
Nogulongosa.
And even to operate it.
Ereyo jaita okulongosa nokunaze bibi.
That's why he passes to operate and wash out sins.
Yes, yebazibwe.
Praise Jesus
so much. Abantu nga abadde balina ebyonono.
That's why if people have been holding sins.
Tusoko okubega irawe eri mukama.
We first begin to plead them before God. If they have sicknesses
which
afflicted them because of sins.
Olwebibi.
Because of sins.
Yes, yebazibwe.
Praise Jesus so much.
Tusokereyo kubanga omuntu kubabage nasuka akebere eri ku moyo gwe.
First go therefore the spirit has to check first your spirit.
Ebibije bye wandika.
Where the sins write themselves.
Yes, yebazibwe.
Praise Jesus so much.
Akati natukuja.
And he cleanses.
Era abantu bagenda musayi gwa Yesu gwantukuja gwanaza ake bibi.
The blood of Jesus washed sins from me.
Nubuso wangu bagunaza gutya
kali. You wonder how it washes.
Akati yo omuntu kuvubati bwakora.
The Holy Spirit does like that.
Okusinyamba Rumi esule yo munana.
According to Romans chapter 8.
15:16.
He says this.
Romans chapter 8 from verse 15.
Kubanga temwawe wanate moyo gwa buddu okutya. Nayo mwawe bomoyo gwo kufuka abana. Atukabya nti abba kitaffe. Omoyo yennyini wamuno omoyo gwaffe. Ategeza nga tuli bana ba Katonda.
Yes, yebazibwe.
Praise Jesus so much.
Kati omoyo mutukuvu.
Now the Holy Spirit.
Okurabika anga omusayi gwa Yesu.
To appears the blood of Jesus.
Iranga mazi.
And as the water.
Flowing anga mazi okuonye ndwadde.
Flow as water heals sicknesses.
Chakula yegata no moyo gwo.
What it does it joins with your spirit.
Na soka yogere itata basonywe.
And speaks to the Father.
Bibi.
Give them blot all their sins.
Kati wabane ndwadde ezakwata.
If you have sickness which came.
Bai no soka flowing anga mazi.
He has to first flow as water.
Poze eri abasawo bomubiri.
To the physical doctors. If someone has lost blood,
and
sometimes they hold no water, we first give them water. Is it not that? And we put on the blood. If you dare put blood,
first,
you will see it not moving. For what drives the blood is the water. Me and my daughter in the kingdom of God, you are of the world. Now you begin to contend with us. If someone
has
water, if you put on bottles of blood on them, you waste your time. The blood will not flow in them. Now healings of the Holy Spirit are amazing.
The
doctors of the world has been giving them a portion small.
They
don't know how the system and why it moves like that. Needs the Holy Spirit to first check you, take away your sins. What causes that to say that the three agree? The blood, the water, and the spirit.
For
the Spirit himself first checks your spirit. Even the sins written on it. Goes in the heart, checks it. Even the mind. And the pleads to the Father
that you
are forgiven and they show mercy on you. Your sins
that
blots it from the ark of the covenant, then you are
claimed.
After he flows the streams of water and he washes out in the water,
then
it flows as the blood. The stream of your blood speaks better words there.
Yes,
praise Jesus so much.
Wanji simanyo bobitegera bobitegera bulungi abasinga baga kati ibibatu choma byachi katonda afune yabakuru mu moyo.
They say, people say, why do we study this? Let God get people mature in spirit.
Guna kuladira badenga mbo inakuwebwa mere karubo kule.
When will you mature? I thought you to be given solid food that you mature. Is it not that they want to mature? We have to give them food to mature them. The food to mature them.
Yes,
praise Jesus so much. Now this is a prayer that in James. James chapter 5 verse 13 to 17. The truth is this: all we understand this system, it will require us to become elders of church. For those which are of these prayers, it needs elders who know secrets of the kingdom of God. And some of what hinders some of these miracles to manifest, or to healing sickness which had failed in the world, even sickness of the devils, because in the church you rarely have elders there. Elders of the church, those who can know these deep secrets of the kingdom of God, and they would have been called in the moment of failing, and they would bring out the last secrets
to
be able execute the last works of God in that person, whom
we
began to be a good work. Remember that person is the work of God. Yet Satan wanted to corrupt it. Now we are ambassadors on behalf of God to fulfill the work of God.
James.
Yakobo esule yokutano nolu nyiri ole 13.
James 5 from verse 13.
Waliwo mumwe omuntu aliobubi asabenga. Waliwo asanyuka ayimbenge byokutendereza Katonda. 14. Waliwo mumwe omuntu alwadde aitenga abakadde bekanisa bamusabirenga nga bamusiga kamafuta.
Part ya mafuta nayo tunajituka
ko yekira. When we reach the part of the anointing oil, we will see it.
I don't know about the way you know.
Elders are the ones meant to put anointing oil on you. Yet remember, those are healings of the Holy Spirit. The one of the anointing oil is the last. We are not going to put anointing oil on you, this which is, have been put on you. We know the rightful way of putting it on you, and we shall be revealed of it. But they say, if you are a sick, you can call the elders. The elders will speak of, they know.
You might
be someone who knows, not an old person of gray hair, or the one who's lived long in church, yet you don't have knowledge. It's not the one we speak of. For one of the elders is spoken of like this. We are going to come back and understand these things. Let's understand the elder, how he's meant to appear. But not just come out to say you're
old
and you don't have knowledge. And I'm the elder of the church.
You
reach on these issues and you know nothing of them. You know, there are general prayers and there are elders, there are prayers of the elders specific.
Yes,
praise Jesus so much. Now, what have they told us? Revelation 7. The elder is spoken of how? Revelation 7, verse 13.
Omu kubakadde naddamu n'angamba nti bano abambadde ebyambalo ebyo ebyeru bebaani era bavaawa 14 ne mugamba nti mukama wange gw'omanyi
yamugamba atya
he told him what
kubanga omu kubakadde
for one of the elders
ab'omuguru
of heaven
yabuuza Yokana ono omutume Yokana
asked Apostle John
ngo mu kitabo kino eky'okubikulwa bweki
as the book of Revelations is
n'abuuza Yokana bano bavaawo abambadde ebyambalo ebyeru
these with white robes come from where
kadi Yokana olw'okuba eri mu kubikulwa 5
now because John in Revelations 5
olunya olw'okutaano olw'omukaaga
5 and 6
omukadde rumo omanyi Yokana yali akabanga arabiti wali abikula kitabo kino
you know John wept when he saw no one open to this book
n'okujjako siru
zaakyo even to take off its seals
omu kubakadde n'avaayo n'amugamba
one of the elders came and told him
tiwaliwe yawangula
there is another who overcame
w'omu kika kya Yuda
the one of the tribe of Judah
empologoma ya Yuda
the lion of Judah
omwana gw'endiga
the lamb of God
kakati kuluno bw'amubuuza
this time when he asked him again
mu kubikulirwa musanvu
Revelation 7 13
y'omu kubakadde n'amubuuza
one of the elders asked him
nti bebaani bano
who are these ones
abambadde ebyambalo ebyeru
in the white robes
era bavaawa
and where are they coming from
nyolwe 14
verse 14
Yokana n'amugamba omanyi
John told him you know
nkimanyi abakadde muteekeddwa kubanga mulina okumanya
I know that elders are meant to have knowledge
Ulirizo lunyoro 10 nenyo
ulirizo verse 14 well
Kubikulirwe sure yo musanvu no lunyiriri olwe 14
Revelation 7 verses 14
Nemugamba anti mukama wange gwomanyi nangamba anti bano bebava mukubona abona kuli okunji nebayoze ebyambalo byabwe nebabitukuza mu musayi gw'omwana gwendiga 15 kyebavudde babeera mu maaso g'entebe ya Katonda nebamuwerezanga emisana n'ekiro mu yeekaalu ye
ndowooza owulidde reasoning
I think you hear the reasoning
ey'omukadde
of the elder
bamugamba omanyi n'amugirayo okumanya
told him you know and he brought out knowledge for him
amugamba nonno boolaba
he told them these ones you
see bava eri mu kubona abona okunji
come from the great tribulation
era bayoze ebyambalo bya musayi gw'omwana gw'endiga
clothed with the blood of the Lamb. That's why they have been on the throne of God. And they serve him day and night. Spoke, explained more to him. Now when we speak of these ways, the Holy Spirit flow as streams of living water. And that's the blood of Jesus. To heal the sicknesses. It needs you to be an elder. An elder of a church. An elder.
He
with the full knowledge. That is the new generation.
Those
with the full knowledge of God. And His glory.
They
don't prove you'll be in full knowledge and not become an elder. You must become. Till every time you're given that same knowledge,
which
makes someone an elder of the church.
Yes,
praise Jesus. Someone. Maybe you'll just refuse to understand. But the Spirit is doing His work.
Yes,
praise Jesus so much.
Yes,
the reason why in full knowledge
we
don't separate the gospel that is for the mature and for young. Whoever comes is expected to be that. Expected to have the full knowledge. Now we can't put you aside. You must become the elder of the church.
Yes,
praise Jesus so much. But it's what we've read in James. James chapter 5. From verse
40.
Speaks this.
James chapter 5
verse 14.
Waliwo mumwe omuntu alwadde ayitenga abakadde b'ekkanisa bamusabirenga nga bamusiiga amafuta mu linnya lya Mukama waffe. Ole 15. N'okusaba okw'okukkiriza kulirokola omulwadde. Ne Mukama waffe ali muyimusa era obanga yakola ebibi birimugibwako.
Yes,
praise Jesus so much.
Okusaba okw'okukkiriza.
The prayer of faith.
Okw'abakadde abo.
Those elders.
Jukira be bakadde ababalina okuba n'okukkiriza okw'ekitalo ddala.
The elders who meant to have a great faith.
Naye nga si kukkiriza kw'oyimusa obuyimusa bwote.
Yet not a faith just lift and raise yourself.
Eh?
which is in Romans 10:17, which comes from hearing and hearing the word of God. What does it say?
And
rise, take the great faith.
When
knowing many scriptures and believing them, that faith heals. Which comes that you know the word of God.
I've
spoken in Romans 10:17. Faith comes from hearing and hearing the word of God.
And
prayer of those elders, which involves faith, it will avail much. It will heal that sick person. Even though they may hold sins, Jesus will have mercy on them. How come? What I said, the Holy Spirit
flows
as streams of living water. And that's the blood of Jesus.
Falls
in that moment, it first goes on your spirit that you're forgiven sins.
And
it comes back to your heart. And it checks it out. Even your mind. And it makes intercession. If it's finished, flows as streams of living waters.
It checks
out body sickness, whether sickness. And
it
corrects the water.
If
the blood which is sick, it picks better
words
than it. To speak better words, it says it's going to upgrade your white blood cells. That they may eat
as you are virus.
It gives it more life and much strength. And they consume all virus out of the blood.
It
speak that he spoke, let there be life.
Don't
understand what I bring to you.
We see
how to heal sicknesses of the devils and those of body weakness.
See
the second way of the Holy Spirit under the fourth seal and the fourth group of angels is where we see these words.
It
is a deep and great word.
It
means you, the prayer of this new generation, one with the sick and the wild sicknesses. Your understanding has to be higher.
You
know things very well, how they work.
Yes,
praise Jesus so much. That prayer, you can pause it,
or you
can
continuous
pray and
no live,
and you forward pray it to move, being doing good ahead. Let's finish in James here. James 5:16.
Kale, mwatuliganenga ebibibya mwemwe kana mweka. Musabiraganenga, mulioke muone. Okusaba kwa omuntu omutuukirivu kuyinza nnyo mu kukola kwako.
Okusaba kwa omuntu omutuukirivu.
Prayer of the righteous man.
Kuyinza nnyo mu kukola kwako.
It avails much.
Olabo omuntu ayinza okugamba nange ni mu bulwadde.
If someone can tell you I have sickness.
Kale musaigwe nga gulwadde oba kawuka kana HIV.
And their blood perhaps has gotten HIV virus. Yet they know one sickness in them. Yet that virus comes with a couple of other sicknesses.
Oh,
it's made of many other sicknesses. Prayer, you say, you remain working on what we've not even prayed for.
TB,
every form of other. Every other sickness attack it. That prayer can avail much. Prayer we pray for the one sick, even those in need.
Yes,
praise Jesus. This part we want to speak of that, which concerns sickness of the devils and how they are healed. The Holy Spirit reveals us the four ways.
Yes,
praise Jesus so much.
Now,
in this word, brethren,
what,
you understand how things can be done. And the person who can work with the Holy Spirit in these ways, they must raise on the level which reaches them, the elder of the church. As elders of heavens are the
24.
It's to say that your field of knowledge, and you understand the things well. Things of working of God, they are not of magic. They are of working.
Yes,
praise Jesus so much. For you even know the ways
Yes,
praise Jesus so much.
So,
now, shall we move on with this revelation? But the fourth seal and the fourth group of angels, angels of the chains, those who bind the demons, the angels of death and hell, is where we've been able to understand this. It's their work to destroy the works of Satan.
If
we preach which way they can pass through to bind devils and destroy their works, their
breaks.
Now today we handle sicknesses. Even the likeness of animals, they send different witchcrafts which bring different sicknesses. After we reveal those words by the three witnesses on this world, the blood, the water and the spirit, let's get back book of John. There we've been seeing the criteria he passes through, and we can reach which criteria to work with this Holy Spirit, to work with him in these ways. First John chapter 5 verse 8,
kubanga waliwo abajulira basatu kunsi omwoyo n'amazzi n'omusaayi.
Praise Jesus so much. When you read in Deuteronomy 19, encourage us on these witnesses. Under two or three witnesses, an issue should be established. The working of the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit appears.
It
appears as water. Appears as the blood.
Decides
to handle three systems which are in the human being.
He
handles the spirit. Handles the water, which is in the body system.
Handles
the blood. Those are the three major things. The one who argues you to argue of it. Now, if someone ceases to have water in the body, what's next to know it? What about blood? What if their spirit is taken out? When they take out your spirit, you end there. Whether water or blood is there, it's no more working. If water ceases to be in your body,
and no,
even though the spirit is in the body, it fails, even the blood fails, yet it's in the body. Even when he ceases to have blood,
the spirit
and the water, they are still in the body. They still end there. You understood well, Dr. Julius. Who of you check blood here?
Yeah,
you understand things well. If you are
in
the hospital treating, try to focus on three major things. Look, the spirit is still there. Check the water levels. Check the blood. If they're still intact, if the heart has a hole, you'll find a way to treat it.
Yes,
praise Jesus so much. But if those three are not connected, even the heart, but it can be treated, for you still have it. Maybe if it's just been finished,
but
major things you think of as a doctor is the spirit in the body. For this where he speaks, that the body without the spirit is useless. But even when water ceases to be in the body, even the blood, those are the three witnesses of the
Spirit.
Now the Holy Spirit is the one involved in all them. That small system we put in us means he can amplify those three things to empower them, to empower them beyond the normal. And
though
Satan has put the sickness there in different ways, Holy Spirit can heal those sicknesses when he touches the three systems. You know, though you want to move medicine in the body,
doesn't
pass the water, it passes the blood.
Yes, we have a
praise Jesus.
That eases
the Holy Spirit for its system, it moves by.
He
appears as the Spirit, as the blood, as the water. That's blood of Jesus speaking better words. The reason why, John 19:34, when Jesus was pierced in his rib side, out of him came the blood and water. We can speak better words by the Spirit of God.
Yokani sura ya 19 n'olunyiriri olwasatu mwenya.
John 19:34.
Gamba. Na yeserikalo omu namufumita mu mbirizi ze nefumu. Amangu ago nemuvamu omusayi n'amazzi. Asatu mutano. Na ye yalaba nategeeza n'okutegeeza kwe kwa mazima.
Yalaba bino.
The one who saw this.
Umanyi Yokana.
You know John.
Mutume Yokana.
Apostle John.
Yaliwo wali ku bomoyo wa Katonda.
He was there by the Spirit of God. Naramanga
bafumita mulubirizi lwa mukama
wafu. Saw them pierce the rib side of the Lord Jesus.
Naraba ekitabangawo.
He saw the unusual.
Omusayi n'amazzi biva.
Blood and the water come from the rib side.
Nabiva mulubirizi wano.
Right from the rib side.
Nabiyikango.
And they are pouring.
Ngo muga
as a stream.
Akama,
He said, what?
Kino kiyali ayogera mu Yokana.
This is what is spoken in John. John chapter 7.
Verse 7 to 39.
Jibo muri nzikirizamu. When you will believe me.
Munda mu muri kurukuta emigeje amaza
amaramu. Inside you will flow streams of living waters.
Ndeji achogera ku moyo mtukufu yali agendo tuwebwa.
This by the Spirit will be given
us.
Now the Holy Spirit
appears
as the blood of Jesus and the streams of living waters. Let me tell you today, brethren, it's very easy to heal sickness, even if HIV,
no matter
the wild sicknesses you speak of, where the problem has been, not knowing the ways of God, fail to becoming elders of the church, people with knowledge, those who can stand with their brethren, praise Jesus so much. Right now, God teaches us these words to prophets. When he told us Isaiah 48:17, he told us, I am the Lord teaching you to prophet and showing you the way you are to head on. Teaches us and makes us know how we are do it. If you have reached in prayer, think of his ways, connect with the Holy Spirit, and begin to be praying, involve angels.
We will
see reaching a part where angels are given his blood and water and they get it from the golden altar of God. There is a part the Holy Spirit works direct because it's everywhere.
Asubuno fubu tukasawa zinongo msai na ingira momo.
You can run right now as a blood. If someone hears the blood wolf and move in them,
or
run from his spirit,
connect
in you in every place you are. Someone feels water flow in them, and it is very clean and clear.
Yes, he was
praise Jesus so much. For he is everywhere. Now the other involved angels to go get it from the altar of God.
Yes,
where Jesus took the blood.
And
come with the bottles, they appellate you in the night. Or in the day when you're
sleeping.
And they come doctors with their garments. and those stethoscopes and their garments, bottles of blood of Jesus which came from his rape site, from the altar of God, instead of getting fire, what they get is water which came from the river of Jesus, and the blood and they come in. These things are clear.
You know,
when I saw them in the journal of women, they surprised me. Just as you do ask, is it possible? Someone can say, if you ask the Holy Spirit to sit here, how does he immediately connect
in
the system of the person to work
with?
Does it need him run from heaven? If the Holy Spirit put a portion in you, if you put a hand, he gets from you. What
is
it? Moses raised his hand, the hand of God too was raised with his.
Yes, he
praised Jesus so much.
Things
are possible because before we never knew them, for we didn't seek for knowledge, and we didn't seek in the counsel of God's words, as Jesus asked in Jeremiah 23:18, and he said, who is ever studying the counsels of God's words and they analyze and mark them,
that
if they had understood them well, they would have proclaimed them to their brethren, and they help them give up their evil sins.
Yes,
praise Jesus so much. This way we brought this like this, that our Lord Jesus, when he was pierced on the rib side, John 19:34, out of him came blood and water. It's not usual. Maybe have you ever seen them come from you at once? Maybe the human wound, if it's about to be healed, it's going to get back to form. There is the water which comes on the top of the blood, which makes that cascade, out of which comes the new flesh. You know, many things are there. That's why evolution is healing
wounds.
And it blocks as you look at it. As you pray, the wound is blocking. As you see it, it's being covered.
Amplifying
amplifies the water to empower it.
And
the blood comes to put on it.
And
water covers on the blood.
And it builds flesh
immediate as you're looking.
Yes, we have a
word. Praise Jesus so much. You will see the authority of God, which gave us all we need in this life and in serving him, as it speaks of in 2 Peter 1:3, that the divine authority of God, what gave us all we need in life and in serving God. Let's repeat brief that verse, John 19:34.
Yokani sule ye kumi no muenda, noru nyiriri urasa tumwenya.
John 19:34.
Na ye serikalo omu, na umufumita mumbirizize, nefumu. Amangu ago, nemuvamu umusaina amazi.
Amangu ago.
Immediately,
nemuvamu umusaina amazi.
There came blood and water.
Onono mwe wayo mutukuvu ya akura bitonjone.
That's the Holy Spirit doing all this.
Kubanga, muyokani sule ye umusaina.
For in the John chapter 7,
38:39,
ayogerabu ati, he speaks this.
Yokani sule ye umusaina, noru nyiriri urasa tumwenya.
John 7:38.
Akiri zanzi, ngecha wandiki wa wichigamba anti, emiga jya amazzi amalamu giri kulukuta mu lubuto lwe. 39, ekyo yakyogera ku mwoyo gwe baali bagenda okuweebwa abamukkiriza, kubanga omwoyo yali tannaba kugabibwa, kubanga Yesu yali tannaba kugulumizibwa.
Yesu yebazibwe nnyo.
Praise Jesus so much.
Yokana 7:38-39. Epuruvinga Yokana 19:39.
Proves John 19:34.
When
John 19:34, Jesus is pierced in his
rib,
out of it comes blood and water. Yet that is the Holy Spirit. For John 7:38-39
Agambia kiriza munda muye
muri kulukuta. One who believes is that them will flow streams of living
water.
And he spoke that of the Holy Spirit to be given us.
Kulukuta kwa msaigwa Yesu mulubirizi.
Now flow of the blood of Jesus in the river and water.
Yali moyo mtukufu nga yabikora byonna.
Was the Holy Spirit doing all that? He who was in him. It's what I've told you, that the first part, you accept to stretch your hands, the Spirit to work under your hand, you will stretch out
and
release power to enter the one to heal. Stretch it up here,
and
Spirit who spreads everywhere to spread connection people's
system.
Send the angel.
Then
come from the blood from the altar with water.
Where
Jesus took his blood and
water.
And they have measured that enough for you. Praise Jesus. Now let's first
do this.
We want to stretch and lay a hand on someone.
The
spirit in us go connecting another system, the sick one. And it searches out and
will
begin to plead on his behalf to take away sins.
And
then turn as water, take away sickness.
And
then enter blood.
And
you are the one stretching your hand to the
person.
And you have him in you.
Yes, we have
praise Jesus so much. This time what you are speaking. But by the Spirit there are people saying, but now, will they happen on us? That's what the Spirit says. I don't know. But the Spirit says that.
Yes,
praise Jesus so much.
It's
possible. You are confusing us. How do I stretch my hand on someone? I have the Spirit in me.
It connects
in the person. It takes away sickness. You know you can stretch your hand. And you press someone and they get healed. Yet they don't retain any percentage of the Holy Spirit in them, but they are healed. For the Spirit connects from you and again after he comes back to you. And that person is healed. Yet other sicknesses can come their way. And they can't stand themselves. And the house is really empty. And it was swept well clean. It's not built. And there is no greater one in it. That
is another.
Pray for them, get a portion of the Spirit of Moses to remain on that person.
Yes,
praise Jesus so much.
Others
say, why God are you telling us these words?
Left
us praying and we don't know what you're doing and how you do it. Would have done your things without telling us. Let him tell
Yagamba
us.
He
said nothing which was hidden, which will not be brought out in light, and that not revealed, which would not be revealed.
But
in that season, everything you did know, that you will know it today. What your eyes have not seen, what your ears have not heard, what your heart has not ever
seen,
what he prepared those who love him.
Yes,
praise Jesus so much. Now let's accept
the truth.
When we decided to enter a new generation,
which has
full knowledge of God and his glory,
must
accept him, transfer all he knows, the living God, and fills them in his vessels of clay.
And
exceeding power will come from him to work. We are no more going to inflict pain that. Isaiah 9.
No, Isaiah 11:9.
There will not be any more destructions. neither any pain on my holy mountain,
the earth
will be filled with the knowledge of God as water spread.
Means
pain and anguish we made, and there are things failing on us. They have to go away for the knowledge coming.
Yes,
praise Jesus. Let's see how we stretch our hands.
Omoyo gwe omutukuvu wakati mubo 12 eyatambuzanga omukono gwo gwe kitibwa awali omukono gwa dio gwa Musa.
Yesu yebazibwe,
praise Jesus so much.
Yatambuzanga omukono gwo gwe kitibwa,
he moved his glorious hand.
Wegamba yasoka nga nabasamu omoyo.
Now we first put his spirit in there.
Amaro kusaba omoyo,
when he puts his spirit in you,
abagena omoyo tani kokutambulira ku mukono
gwo, it is going to move by your hand.
Yes,
praise Jesus. That's why Bible says, where is he? He will put his spirit in them.
And
moved his right hand above the hand of Moses. Moses raises his hand. You see the hand of Moses.
Yes, you must
praise Jesus so much. It touches you like this. You see this hand touching you, fail to be healed.
Yes,
praise Jesus so much. But if you'll see the hand of God, that spirit put in that servant, if you stretch put his whole hand, you will be filled of life. You will be healed. The lame will be walking.
Yes,
praise Jesus. Things
are
though
living.
I am this side and I stretch the hand,
you
cease to look at my hand, look at the other. Look at the hand of the Holy Spirit. Look at the hand of God. You know, people have Matthew 11.
Is it
Luke 11?
He
chases demons by the finger of God. The kingdom of God has come.
In Matthew 12:28,
you are just demons by the Spirit of God. The kingdom of God has come for you.
Now,
hand of God, the finger of God. The Holy Spirit is the one who manifests the works of God. Psalms 104:30.
He sends
his spirit and they are created.
And
they are created. And he renews those which have gotten messed up.
And
messed up blood sick, he can renew it.
Yes,
praise Jesus. What I would speak with you is this. I want you to enter in the faith of the word of God.
When
you
stretch your
hand,
the
hand of God cease to look at mine. If I stretch it from here, leave the hand of God touch you.
The
problem which is because you don't see it, still another waits a hand from there. When he sits down, I have to reach him personal. You
know,
you will leave it that the Holy Spirit will work you even on your chair. Even if I point like this,
he is
pointing in the rightful people he knows.
Amen.
Pointing on someone.
You feel
the pointing is on your way. Is your way. Who shakes when you point?
Get
the rightful figure is in the heart. You small heart.
Yes, yes.
Praise Jesus. Let me hope you get to understand
my
the kingdom of God is interesting to understand it.
Even
no secrets of the kingdom of God, they are interesting.
Yes,
praise Jesus. Now these are the ways which are extreme. The Holy Spirit passes through. Move on, heal sicknesses of the devils. It's done as good in the fourth seal of the Spirit of power.
In
the fourth group of angels, angels of power, angels of chains, angels of death and hell.
When we
understood of their thickness and other things, those they used to take spruits from the body. Sicknesses you find in hell which
cut healed.
It helped us to head on the sickness of the devils and how they are healed. Just as we see today, these four ways. Praise Jesus so much.
So
now it's easy on this side of stretching the hand,
and
it's touched or it's in space, or send angels. Stretching the hand far, join it with the hand reaching you, touching you.
Yes,
praise Jesus so much. Maybe what is going to change is to touch you like this.
It's
going to use a portion of the Spirit in me. If I stretch from here, he uses the Spirit who spreads everywhere.
Yes,
when I stand, he sends angels. For their spirit sent to minister and serve us. No matter where you are, you don't need to come there. Maybe because of weakness of believing, he can send you go to the person to see you. Most say, Apostle, don't come, you'll see me without faith. Let me come, you'll raise your faith from there. There are men who told Jesus, you don't need to reach our home. We already believe, though you are far, you can send.
Yes,
praise Jesus. He sends immediate. And there is healing. Who enjoys, who feels joy and sweetness? Imagine your brothers you've ignored.
Because
they need a television, this message to reach them. And them to hear the goodness. Them to believe the living God we believe. They are yearning for Him. And they seek for His ways and they learn to move by them. But they don't see. But there's no Philip available to tell them the words they study.
Yes,
praise Jesus so much. Let's repeat this verse. The stretching of the hand or touching of the person with your hands.
Isaiah 63:11. Awo n'alyoka ajjukira ennaku ez'edda Musa n'abantu be ng'ayogera nti aliruddawo oyo eyabalinnyisa ng'abajja mu nnyanja wamu n'abasumba b'endiga ze aliruddawo oyo eyateeka omwoyo gwe omutukuvu wakati mu bbo 12 eyatambuzanga omukono gwe ogw'ekitiibwa awali omukono ogwa ddyo ogwa Musa eyayawulamu amazzi mu maaso gaabwe okwekolera erinnya eritaliggwaawo.
Yesu yebazibwe.
Praise Jesus so much.
Ogolola mukono ki?
You stretch your what?
Omukono ogwa ddyo.
Your right hand.
Buli muntu yenna gwomanyi omukono gwo ogwa ddyo juzi
twagusoma. Every person, you know your right hand, we studied it last time.
Agati musumba Alan.
Now Pastor Alan. Areto
gwola mu omulala.
Don't stretch another. You'll see him never appearing. If your right hand is this one, you stretch that one. If it's this one, you stretch that. Don't mix up the things. Who else use this hand? This is your main hand. Who else here? It's your main hand, this one. You stretch your hands up like that. When you reach to pray for us, don't stretch this one to us. Stretch your main hand, this one.
Another
which is not main, your God not move by it. Praise the Lord, brethren. What I am asking, I use two hands, but I feel left is the one stronger. I write with right, I use left. That thing chased me from the Catholics. The man was teaching us when we studied the rosary. When I prayed with the left, he would slap me for that. He would knock my head. Now I had look my brethren which hand they use. Me too, I use the one they use. But I use mostly the left. But I feel the left is the one with strength more than right. They are all ours.
But
ask you your right main hand, you move by. Praise Jesus so much. They stretch it from far.
They is
touching the person. When they stretch from far,
distance,
people are far from you. Even if they are in America,
it's
going to use the spirit who spreads everywhere. Going to use Psalms 139. Verse
7
and
8.
When you stretch your hand, the people you pray for, they are far. Let's read the Psalms.
Zaburi, chukumasatumuenda, norunyiri oromusamvu.
Psalms 139, verses 7.
Nagenda wokuverio moyogo. Obana dukira wa masogo. Oromunana. Benari nyamuguru, ngajori. Bwe nayala obuliri bwange mu magombe, laba, nga gy'oli. Olw'omwenda, bwe natuula ebiwawaatiro ebyenkya, ne ntuula mu bifo ebyennyanja ebiri ewala ennyo, kumi. Newankubadde eyo, omukono gwo gunannungamya.
Owulidde omukono gwa Mukama gye gutambulira ku bw'omwoyo wa Katonda.
Ne bw'obeera
wano.
Though you are here, one real HIV person where they are,
connecting
them from the spirit who spreads everywhere. Stretch your hand, say, you in that place?
Yes,
praise Jesus.
Those
with this and this sickness, the Holy Spirit connect on you.
Do you believe
of the acts not worthy of you? Because of those things,
may
God have mercy to cleanse. Let the
Holy
Spirit pass as a blood, wash and unrighteousness, and flow as water to heal sickness. Flow as the blood of Jesus to empower your blood to overcome those sickness. But you are here far. You command the hand of God
which passes
through the Holy Spirit to reach every place.
If
another can be where they are and they hear a hand on them and it's touched them. But you are decent. And
say,
I had a man touch my head
and still
the one praying for me very far.
Yes,
praise Jesus so much.
The
piece
directly
of the hand you have directly touched someone. Acts chapter 8.
It
says, whoever would touch or stretch my hand, let them be given that power. When he saw that the laying hands of the apostles,
Acts
chapter 8 from verse 18.
Naye Simoni bwe yalaba ng'olw'okusibwako emikono gy'abatume baweebwa omwoyo omutukuvu n'abaleetera effeeza 19 ng'agamba nti mumpe nange obuyinza buno buli gwe nnasangako emikono aweebwenga omwoyo omutukuvu.
Aha, kakati ye Simoni yagenda okulaba.
Now Simon came to see.
Waliwo enkola ey'amangu kumpi kumpi awo.
Instant wish. Just lay of a hand.
And
the spirit connects the one in you.
Verse
Corinthians 3:16. Don't you know your temples of my spirit? Temples of God.
And
the spirit of God sits in you. The one who can flow a stream of living water makes a transfer going to heal another. Yet he passes in you. What have you understood?
Yes,
praise Jesus. These things are possible, friends. There is this other way of sending the angels. And he said to prove very well, God sent him angels with the blood of Jesus and the water, that they operate them in the night, whether the tumors or everything, whether changing their entire blood, and they take the entire blood out and they pack it in another bottle and they bring out new bottles and they fill your entire body system and they check tomorrow and HIV virus is no more in your blood.
Yet,
dreamt in the night when they are working on you all the day. People come, say doctors appeared in the dream.
They
took out all my blood.
And they
another bottle is taking out blood, another putting in more blood. And they take out every blood. And even see your flesh is white. Ask of it and they show it to you. They can take out your blood and you see your white flesh. There's no blood. Even when they washed out the blood, like the bones.
Yes,
praise Jesus so much. When it comes from sickness which enters the marrows, even in the bones, they wash them the entire night and the spirit is watching. You may be seeing yourself in the body, but you're looking into what they do. Or they have taken you out, you are aside. And you look at your body, they work on you. But what I enjoy most, if your spirit is not strong, is where they block you from and they work on you but you can't get out. You're there to see them work on you.
So
you pose your spirit and
then
you look at them working on you.
Yes, we
praise Jesus. And they get out the liver. You are aside watching and seeing everything.
Yes, we
praise Jesus.
Now,
that way is one of them.
Sin,
the one of
spreading
on both far, and you connect them with the spirit spreading everywhere. Or to directly touch them. And you connect the spirit from
flowing.
You to flow in them. Others say, what if he ceases to be in me?
Yes, we have
a praise Jesus. The Holy Spirit cannot finish from you.
He
releases what we call energy or power. What uses to finish what he does and it comes back settling in you. Not that in that moment you feel any problem. Feel as if your hand has come become as if it's iron-like. And still you feel.
Yeah,
things have not hinted on today.
You
can turn, feel him get out of you. And it's flowing to go work in someone. That woman with the issue of blood touched Jesus and the spirit he felt in
you
him.
You
feel that the spirit is flowing out of you. But let's end here today.
Yes, we have.
Praise Jesus. What many need to be understood more. We shall begin with the angel parts. Those sent to operate you. Move and explain how the Spirit works. May God bless you. Thank you for coming.